News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Six. Let's stay with budgetary matters now because we're joined by the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation CEO, Eoin O'Mara Walsh. Eoin, you believe there are skyrocketing costs in the tourism industry, unsustainable. I presume you're looking for something in the budget. Is it the 9% VAT rate?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, I think it is. We have a big tourism industry conference today in Dublin, and we're bringing together 400 industry leaders. And the mood, to be honest, is nervous. Demand is mixed. I mean, North America may be strong, but other markets are soft. But the recurring feedback from everyone, whether it's a hotel, a visitor attraction, a restaurant, a pub, a tour guide business, is that costs of business are soaring. And we did some research recently, and 64% of tourism and hospitality businesses expect their profitability to be down this year. And in fact, we just haven't recovered to pre-pandemic levels. So the budget obviously becomes more important than ever. And that VAT, 9% VAT rate, is the most, the simplest, most effective, most sector-specific way.
Doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Well, you know, we won't know until budget day, frankly. We've met, obviously, all the key ministers. And Minister Peter Burke is in favour of it. He's
the Minister for Enterprise.
He doesn't make the call, but, you know, I think the Minister for Tourism is probably supportive. But it's ultimately a finance decision. And as you know, the finance mandarins and the Minister for Finance will make that decision. I think there's a very strong case for it. It's previous kind of grounds and cost of business supports didn't work.
The problem is you've been making this case for the last 15 years or so. Every time, like, I mean, are you the boy who cried wolf in the tourism industry a little bit?
No. If you look at the VAT rate of 9%, it was in place for 10 of the last 12 years. So it has become the norm. And when it was hiked last year by 50% on top of all the escalating costs elsewhere.
Returned to where it always has been and where always going to be a temporary cut.
Well, you know, temporary over 10-year period, the industry got quite used to it, and it became part of the business model. And when you look at all the other escalating costs, it was one of the few costs that actually.
My recollection was that the VAT cut was brought in to ensure prices were brought down for consumers, not to reduce the cost base of restaurants and hotels.
Well, listen, it's up to each individual business how they manage the VAT rate. A lot of them pass it on to the consumer. Some will take it as a bit of a cushion. I think at the moment, and remember, we're only looking at for the food services side of the sector and vulnerable sectors like attractions and activity providers. We're not looking for it for hotels. So the argument has changed somewhat. But the sector that I've just referred to is particularly vulnerable, and it does need support. And the easiest and most effective way of supporting it is the 9% VAT rate.
Because when we covered this story, Eoin, I have to say the texts come in by the truckload, pieces. And I can't get a booking in a restaurant. Every time I go into a restaurant, they're absolutely ram-packed. There isn't a huge amount of sympathy out there among our listeners, at least.
If you look at data, I mean, everyone has an anecdote or a sentiment. But if you look at data, there's been 600 restaurant closures around the country since September last year. So in the last 12 months, 600 restaurant closures. So the big worry we have within the tourism industry is that you have tourism towns up and down the country, up and down the Wild Atlantic Way, for example, which don't have an adequate number of restaurants, or maybe have no restaurant at all, or maybe the pub is only open three nights a week. And effectively, those tourism towns are being hollowed out. That massively diminishes the tourism product, and it's a cause of real concern. So the data actually points to a very vulnerable food services sector, and also a very vulnerable attractions and activity provider sector as well. The hotels are a different story. We're not looking for 9% on that. So our argument, our narrative has changed somewhat. As I say, budget next week couldn't come at a more important time.
Irish Tourism Industry Confederation CEO Eoin O'Mara Walsh, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.